Hello and welcome to Sons of the Double Cheeseburger. This is Brandon. I'm recording by myself here today because when Kevin and I recently did our episode on the show Justified, we had some extra footage. We ended up wandering into talking about some other shows and some other actors and characters that we really enjoyed, and we didn't feel like it fit in that Justified episode, but we liked the conversation, and we thought that you might like the conversation, and so we wanted to share it with you as a little mini-episode here today. So thank you for listening, and we hope that you do enjoy it, and we'll have fresh episodes, new topics coming up shortly. All right. Well, for now, enjoy this conversation about a few other actors and a few other shows that we think, if you're not already into them, you might be. All right.
And also noticing now, as I look at the Justified Wiki, there was the character Boone in that last season, who was the henchman for Sam Elliott's gigantic naked lip.
Wait, who played Boone again? I forgot.
Well, that's an actor named Jonathan Tucker. And he has been having a moment recently in some different shows. And he's currently a lead in a show called Debris.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Which it seems like it's trying to figure out a way to be kind of like a X-Files
Oh yeah, I know this guy. Yeah, right.
Kind of a mix there. And I'm gonna give it a pretty good chance to settle into that.
Okay.
Because I've missed there being a show like the X-Files or what was the other one that was similar that had Pacey from Dawson's Creek.
Fringe.
Joshua J. Fringe.
Yeah.
Fringe, one of my favorite shows on television ever.
So good, yeah.
And I feel
we
like
can talk about that show. Are you the one that turned me onto that show? Because I came to that one really
late. I believe I am, because that show is incredible. And that show has maybe the best character ever in any show.
Okay.
That is the Doctor, Walter.
Right.
Yeah. Walter is such, for me, such, I don't know. I just love that character. Clearly the acting job by that actor, and I can't remember his name now, I thought was just phenomenal.
Why did I just forget? Noble.
Yeah.
John Noble, yeah.
And he plays two versions of himself at one point.
Yeah.
And he finds ways for both of those versions to kind of start to evolve and change.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, within the same episode, he's managing complicated shifts in character for two versions of the same person.
That's right.
And his likability throughout the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a character in that show that I didn't like. I liked every major and minor character in that show.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. So, well, here's the thing about John Noble. That's another one where you think about it. Like, in that show, he is such a likable, such a winning character, right? And then you think about him in, what is the other thing he's been in recently?
He's in the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yes. Oh, and he's such a tragic character there.
Yeah. And then he's been in a couple other things. He was in an episode of a TV show just recently.
Well, he's in Elementary.
I don't know that.
He's Moreland Holmes in Elementary, and he's like him.
So
there.
That's
–
He really is.
I'm a Sherlock Holmes dork. I will watch anything that's about Sherlock Holmes.
John, I put John Holmes in as I search for him. That's a porn star.
Don't, friends, don't put John Holmes into your Wikipedia or into your Google.
Well, at least I didn't hit the "Are you feeling lucky" button. That's
whoa, no. I hope not.
He is. Let's see. What else? There's something else that he was just in recently. And he was a completely unlikable character. There was nothing likable about him. That's what being unlikable is, I'm guessing, right?
Sure is.
if I were to think about this.
I think you're right, and I can't remember what it is. Was it such a tool in something.
Was it in Hunters, that the Amazon series about the Nazi hunters?
Oh, see, I haven't seen that. So
where he played someone's father? No, it's in The Boys. Did you see The Boys?
Yes.
He plays Carl Urban's dad. Carl Urban, another character.
Yes.
Who I can just watch chew up scenery all day.
Mm-hmm.
And he, in The Boys, which I would not,
he's
could not
awful.
Possibly recommend that to anybody, because that show has, there's not a, they don't string together more than 2 minutes at a time where there isn't something repulsive happening on screen.
There's a lot of, we should talk about that more, though, but you've watched all of it, haven't you?
I have. Well, because there is a part of that show that's pretty good.
Yeah.
The story is good.
Yeah.
It's just how they tell you the story is not
well, they're just, they've leaned so hard into, let's tell the other side of a superhero story.
Right. But,
you hate him in that. Oh, no, he's not good.
So there's that. Yeah. So then I'm seeing Elementary. So is Elementary a show I should watch?
Well, again, if you like Sherlock Holmes, I think Johnny Miller's take on Sherlock Holmes is pretty entertaining.
I mean, I've never met him, but.
Have you watched Sherlock, the BBC short series?
No, is that the one with, what's his name, with
Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman? Yes. That's probably like the definitive one for our generation. But Elementary, then, is interesting because then the Watson character is not played by a man. Gasp! It's played by a woman.
Why are they canceling masculinity?
I know.
Ugh.
God.
Ugh.
No, honestly, that show, here's what that show did for me. I had not previously liked Lucy Liu as an actor.
No, I have not.
And then I saw that and I was like, you know what? She really won me over in that show.
And that was in Elementary?
Yeah.
Or
in Elementary.
All right.
Like, she won me over a lot in that show.
I feel like Lucy Liu has been quite often typecast as something.
As a woman? Give me another woman's part. Mm.
No, but as, like, she's supposed to be some, you know, kind of, you know, renegade, badass Asian woman.
Yeah.
And I don't think that does, you know, that doesn't do her any favors as an actress.
No.
Or a person. Now, see, I'm going to have a tough time watching any show with Johnny Lee Miller because all I can think of is him in Trainspotting.
Sure.
And if you watch Trainspotting 2, which you shouldn't, and certainly don't read the actual Trainspotting 2 book. Oh, my gosh.
I've not watched Trainspotting 2.
Oh, my gosh. You will take a scraper to the inside of your head if you read that book. It is just.
Is it Two Train, Two Spotting? Is that what it is?
It is. It really is. So is this it's a CBS show.
It is.
Oh, CBS. How you doing? hello.
Yes, that was CBS's attempt to skew younger, was to do a Sherlock Holmes show.
Well, at least this one isn't just, you know, like blatant propaganda and other.
It's true.
God, CBS.
It's true.
Now, have you ever seen the show Whitechapel from The Beeb?
No, I've heard of it.
I'm pretty sure.
Have you seen Broadchurch?
I have not seen Broadchurch.
Oh, now we're trading BBC shows.
See, and then there's a show I want to watch more of, Luther.
Yes, I've only seen like one episode. I love it.
And I love, and that it's in that early episode is the female character that kind of you see, think is going to kind of become foil.
There's somebody other than Idris Elba in that show I didn't notice.
Understandable that you would miss.
Other character.
Idris Elba. So the main actor in the show, in Rupert,
how do you feel about
Henry
the idea
Jones.
Of Idris Elba? Would you like Idris Elba as the next James Bond? I probably shouldn't ask that question because that would get us into like a whole other hour, and we're already 75 minutes in here.
And you're not even a James Bond fan, really, are you?
No, I mean I like the Daniel Craig era James Bond.
But you know I love James Bond.
I know you do. That's what. So like, let's talk about that next time. I want to talk about that because I want to hear your answer. I'm going to give you time to think.
He's too old now. I already have my answer to what he. 5 years ago,
okay,
or at the time when Daniel Craig took over,
yeah,
Idris Elba would have been better.
Now he's too old.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think he probably is. Unless you're going to kind of carry the story in a different way, instead of kind of rebooting it with a new actor,
yeah,
and kind of taking him younger again or to his origin. If you carry that through as though you're now picking him up as an older version of James Bond,
sure.
And I think you could do something really interesting with that.
You could.
And I have no doubt that Stringer Bell could pull that off.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's a direction they're going to choose to go. Although I think that would resolve some of the issues that people have with the Bond films right now. You know, kind of some of the inherent sexism and...
What's the matter with being sexy?
Kind of testosterone-drenched elements of it. I don't think, and I have no problem with, I like the idea of female characters taking on male roles or any of that kind of gender swapping of roles. They're all written stories anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless you're doing a bio, I think what's it really matter?
Sure.
If it's a good character you've written, it doesn't matter if you kind of have the character written as a female or a male. I think James Bond is difficult to recast as a female.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at, you know, 60 years mm-hmm. of this or more.
Yeah.
Including the books. But I think you can recast, you can cast out or move past the inherently, you know, machismo and sexist elements of James Bond if you move him ahead as an older person.
Sure.
There's still plenty of awesome James Bond elements that you could keep, like most of it.
Uh-huh.
But if he's older, it's a lot easier. I mean, it should be easy anyway. It's not like it's easy. Just don't write that he's getting into bed with somebody. I mean, but
yeah.
It's easier as an older person to eliminate some of those what seem like, based on who the character has been traditionally, those urgent sexual ideas.
Listen, in a Viagra world, you know what I'm saying? Older James Bond can be just as sexually active.
Well, sure. And he could be, but you could do it in a way if you're switching it up and James Bond isn't young super spy stud,
mm-hmm.
he's an older man and there's some different elements to go with that. You can change up how he approaches his sexuality. You can change up how he approaches his relationships with his own, manhood. And with the women around him and the authority figures around him, all of that.
Hear
you
me
know
out.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
Hear me out. Here's my pitch. And then I think we need to bring this episode to a close. We need to guide it in for a landing here. I say Big Driss plays Bond equal parts the Brixton character from Hobbs and Shaw and the McCafferty character from Cats.
I've not seen Cats or Hobbs and Shaw.
You need to see both of those just to hurt yourself.
From what I've heard, I don't need to see either of those.
You need to see both of them.
I mean, I guess I need to see them as research, right?
Yeah.
But I don't need to see those.
So that's my word. Those of you who are listening, I'd like to hear your comments. I'd like you to go to our Facebook page or go to our Instagram, and I want you to tell me, do you agree with me? Idris Elba playing James Bond as a cross between Brixton and McCavity. Are you down for it?
No. I haven't seen him, and I say no. Now, have you ever watched any of Hot Ones, where actors eat successively hotter wings and get interviewed while that's happening?
I have not.
Oh my god, how have you missed this?
What channel is this on?
No, it's an internet thing.
No. Oh well, I don't watch any internet things.
Well, you better get to that, because before long that's all.
I mean, other than, as I just noted, you know, like watching Dolly Parton get a shot.
It's a show where there's this you know, dude who does a competent job interviewing people, but the real hook is they have like 10 wings out, and it's successively hotter wing sauces.
Wow.
On each wing, and they get to be some really intensely hot stuff, and you're eating the wings. They're both eating the wings, both the interviewer and the subject.
Okay.
And the interview takes place. And as you can imagine, there's, you know, some interesting elements and interesting ways it carries through. The guy is really good at eating the hot food. So he's good at sympathizing with the people eating the hot food who are struggling with it. Mm-hmm. Yet at the same time, he just eats it. It's just not a thing for him. But if you want to see a vulnerable Idris Elba, a vulnerable Big Driss, that is where you'll find him.
That's where he is. Okay.
Yes. Also, Key and Peele.
Daniel Radcliffe, yeah. Jessica Alba, Matthew McConaughey.
But Key and Peele eating hot wings together?
Yes.
Oh, that is good. Will Ferrell was actually pretty funny.
Well, he's done that before.
Been funny? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Don't convince you. Anthony Rizzo was on this.
He was?
Yes.
What? Well, that I haven't seen. All right.
According to this, season number one is Tony Yayo talks Shmoney Dance and Eminem's taco habit while eating spicy wings. Okay. I don't even know what that sentence meant, but I read it.
That's like pulling words out of a hat. Putting it together. For people that makes sense to, I'm sorry. I'm not, you know, it's my deficiency that I don't understand.
Episode two is Anthony Rizzo on Chicago Cubs rivalries and baseball superstitions while eating spicy wings. That's from 2015, so that's before the Cubs were a thing.
Oh, dang.
And then episode three is Machine Gun Kelly talks Diddy, Hangovers, and Amber Rose while eating spicy wings. And I'm going to be honest, I only learned that Machine Gun Kelly existed earlier this year. I saw him, I was like, what is this guy? And I was like, he's been around for a while. Oh, okay.
Does he have lots of face tattoos?
I think he's a lot of everything tattoos, yes.
The face tattoos, I'm still working on that. So how much of your I would recommend that because...
Okay, well, I'm going to...
There's some good stuff there. How much of your shine did you get through?
3-4 ounces.
It's in milliliters. How many ounces are there in 750?
Oh my god, I don't know. I gotta convert it to milliliters. I don't know.
Well, you've already done that in your head. I thought you knew what you were doing.
I've drunk about an inch of the jar.
Yeah, I think that's about right. And I've probably stopped at a good place because much more, and yeah. So, you know, our plan to get bombed on moonshine while... Oh, there's actually The bottom of mine has a cinnamon stick in it.
Wow. Mine does not. Now I feel cheated.
You got inferior stuff.
Mm. Are you sure it's a cinnamon stick or is it a worm?
No, it's whatever. Oh, there's a worm inside the cinnamon stick. Gotcha. You got your Walmart moonshine.
I do.
Right, our plan had been to get bombed on
messed
moonshine.
Up. Yeah, but it's a Wednesday.
Well, and the other issue, I found
take this Zach to go get. Is it a good look for me to show up half in the bag, trying to get my son his COVID vaccine in the morning?
You'll excuse me, I've soiled myself again. I'm very sorry.
I do fine at the sight of blood.
You have a rather large bucket I could use.
Okay, I'm looking at the list of people who have been on the Hot Ones, and here's my question. How have we not been on this yet?
But he pulls big stars.
Uh-huh.
And then just, like 2015, Anthony Rizzo.
That's what I'm saying. That was the second person ever on the show.
Right. So he casts a wide net.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's part of it that's interesting about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This moonshine also does not go down easy. I will say that.
Oh, mine's doing good.
Really? Yours? You must have you do drink the whiskeys and the ryes and all those things.
I do like brown liquids. Yes.
It's a bit intense for me there. You know, it's still, I was getting a lot of that burn and feeling the, vapors.
Boy. That indigestion kind of thing.
The what now?
The indigestion kind of thing.
A little bit. Yeah. So I'm a little bit weak on the alky haul. That's all right.
Okay. So if you're going to dip in anywhere on the hot wings, I'm going to say you crush the following four episodes in sequence. Just watch them all straight up. Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
The baby.
Chris. The baby?
The baby.
Which one? How
Nick
many
Offerman,
babies are there?
Nick Offerman eats hot, or gets the job done while eating spicy wings. The baby, who just won some Grammys, I believe, crushes ice cream while eating spicy wings.
Wait, what?
Kristen Stewart brings the Angels to eat spicy wings, and then Chance the Rapper battles spicy wings. That's it. Go for those four in a row, and then I think you're good.
Just so you know, I'm the one who's actually seen multiple episodes of this, so I don't know that you're referring me to episodes of the show now.
I am. I'm pointing
you've
to
seen none of them.
No.
But Kevin, if you're going to watch some of this show, this is what you should do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right, so there you go. Yeah.
All right, well, I got to go get my kid to bed so I can get him up in the morning and get him a big shot.
All right, so now it's another episode in the can.
In the can.
Well, yeah, it's not quite canned, right?
No, it's because we got a jar. It's jars of moonshine, so
you've got to debone it
in the jar. I do have to. I debone it, and then I tenderize it, and then I marinate it.
Mm.
Then I put it in the auditory sous vide, so that it comes out extra tender.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think we all like a tender episode.
And then just put a quick sear on it. And then I post it on Anchor. And that's how it comes to you. All right.
Very good. All right, on that note, as we have again kind of rolled to a stop here with the episode, as I tend to take us down those paths.
I think our new slogan is Sons of the Double Cheeseburger, the podcast that grinds to a halt.
It's like in a TV show or a movie where like the driver gets shot and the car just kind of slowly and then bumps into like a wall or something. That's us.
See, if they did TV shows more realistically, that's what would happen. Instead of what they do is that the car hits the wall and it explodes in a giant fireball, right? We're the more realistic version where it just sort of slowly rolls down the hill the rest of the way.
And then we just wander off.
And then just bumps into a parking meter.
I like it.
All righty.